Joining me in the studio now is Linda Devlin, who's a development worker at Durrisbuy. We're going to talk all about community food initiatives. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all, Linda. It's a pleasure to have you here. Okay, Linda, community food initiatives. What are they?
Okay, so community food initiatives are basically the three A's. Projects that are trying to improve the affordability, the availability and the accessibility to basically healthy food, mm-hmm. safe food. So it's done at a community level and all using a community development approach. And we are part of a programme of 10 community food initiatives across the whole island of Ireland, which are trying to basically improve healthy and safe food in low-income areas. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's and very wordy, of course, as we said. I mean, like, one of the big things we get hit with, people you hear about now, is that children aren't eating just enough healthy, proper food. And people in general, not just children, but people in general, we've become kind of addicted to convenience foods and easy snacks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it's great that we'll probably need to start change the way people thinking about food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of families struggling with the weekly food shop and mm-hmm. that, you know, are going for what they see as the cheap options, which is, you know, the processed convenience, kind of mm-hmm. high fat or high sugar foods. Mm-hmm. And I suppose what community food initiatives are trying to do is create more of awareness of that you actually can cook very healthily on a really good budget, like, and it's just a bit of know-how as well. But, you know, when you have the likes of, I mean, where I live, you've got a takeaway right beside the school. Mm-hmm. The usual, you know, you've got a queue out the door at lunchtime.
Yeah.
They do special chip butty sort of rolls aimed at the primary school kids.
It is.
So it really is a bit of an uphill struggle.
Yeah. I suppose we never did in secondary school, but I mean, I don't know what the situation is in primary schools now. Do they still get the sandwiches and the milk and stuff like that? Or is that all gone?
I think some of them do. I mean, Safe Food that fund the community food initiatives, they also run, and Healthy Food for All, they also run breakfast clubs.
Oh yeah.
They're the ones that run breakfast clubs in a lot of schools, and that's a really good initiative as well. It means that all the kids can come in and you're taking, like, kind of family situation or affordability out of the equation, and all the kids can come in and start the day with a healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't know if they all do lunches anymore. I think it depends on the school, but I don't think a lot of them do, and unfortunately it's unhealthy snacks in the lunch box or the chipper.
This is the thing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm clearly older than you. You look a lot younger than I am.
Oh, okay.
You know, you remember back in the day in the primary school and the bottle of milk and the little bottle of milk and the sandwiches. I think I can even remember what order the sandwiches came in, you know. But I mean, at least you are getting something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably just a cheese sandwich or a corned beef sandwich or whatever it was, but at least you are getting something. You know, kids going to school now, as you say, with that €2 to get a chicken fillet roll or something. And
that's it, yeah, exactly.
You know.
And, like, if we're not going to really tackle the problem unless we start from a young age, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of work to be done there.
Yeah. So this, you're at the end of year one of the programme, is that correct?
Well, we're actually in the middle of the third year, and it's a
three-year
programme. But the evaluation report has just been kind of released on the first year of the project.
Yeah.
So it was 2013 to 2015 is when this kind of round of community food initiatives were run. There was a demonstration project before that as well, with I think maybe 8 projects or something like that. So, we're kind of veering towards the end of year three at the moment, but it's been absolutely fantastic experience. There's projects from all over Ireland, as I said, north and south, all kind of using different approaches, like, you know, some sort of similarities. Most of them involve a community garden and then kind of different education programs and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's just been really, really amazing experience and really good success stories, you know.
And people are taking it up. People are getting on board.
Yeah,
right?
I'm
just looking at, just here in front of me, food poverty. When people hear poverty, they think it's all about money.
It's not necessarily. And the numbers of people, people might think, oh, food poverty is not, you know. But actually, the number of people estimated to be, you know, suffering from food poverty is enough to fill Crow Park. So it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. It's, you know, and, you know, the knock on as well. I mean, we hopefully now are very aware, you know, nowadays. You can't look anywhere now, but we're very aware of, you know, good fields, bad fields and everything else. And I mean, as you say, I mean, I see kids on lunch breaks and they're going to fast food restaurants. They're going to, and they're going, God, just give them an apple. Give them an apple and something else. But we've kind of, and is that due to maybe, you know, busy lives of parents? They're walking and they're just, it's easy to just give the kid €5 and say, get your lunch. You know, and do we need to maybe be making sure we're educating the parents too?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, it's not about, you know, me or someone else running this project standing up there going,
yeah,
that's terrible,
absolutely,
you're doing that. I'm judging people. Like, I'm a parent as well, and it's really difficult to balance things. To, you know, you hear that if you pick up the paper from one week to the next, you have, this is bad for you, that's bad for you, this is good for you now, and that's good for you, and don't do this and eat that. And there are a lot of kind of conflicting messages out there, I suppose. And, you know, parents on a tight budget, they're going to just, you know, go what they can go for, really. So it is definitely, I think, education is a big part of it, and just kind of re-looking at our own kind of relationship with food. I don't think we really have a great sort of food culture in Ireland. I know I grew up on, you know, the old processed, you know, fish fingers and crispy pancakes and all that sort of stuff, frozen foods.
I think, to be fair though, when I was younger anyway, we were always out running around.
Yeah.
Kids these days are different.
Yeah.
Kids these days have an awful lot of stuff that keeps them stuck in a room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sitting still.
That's the other thing.
Like when I was younger, you had the fish fingers, you had the pizzas and everything else. But as soon as you were finished, you were out of diet. You were running around for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got the balance with that. I mean, I think that's, it's just another part of, as you say, the education. Lots and lots of kids spend just all of that time sitting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
you
know,
that's something.
The PlayStation's and all that. I love the PlayStation. I love playing FIFA and everything else. But I mean, there's times where we'd have to say to the unfly, turn it off, get out.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's no point, I suppose, addressing one without addressing the other.
Absolutely.
And that's actually something that the community food initiatives, for the ones that have community gardens as part of them, that's been a kind of unexpected knock-on effect, that actually it was kind of set up, our own community garden was set up to increase the amount of, you know, food, and we're growing lots of vegetables and things around there. But what we didn't really plan on, and what's happened, is that all the families that are involved and growing there, like, it's just they're getting more outdoor time, and they're getting more time together when they go into the garden, and then there's a bit of physical exercise involved and digging up a vegetable bed and that. So it's actually kind of, going hand in hand, like, you know, so it's been
getting them out and keeping them interested. And as you say, giving them an activity and educating them at the same time. If people were listening and they wanted to get involved in some of these initiatives, how did they get involved?
So locally here, I suppose, True Doris Bui is the main thing, and we have different elements to it. So there's our community garden that I already spoke about. That's open to anybody that wants to come along. You don't even need to live in the catchment. Anybody can come along and get involved. And we're on Bunratty Drive, and we're open every Wednesday to the public and every Saturday from 10 till 12. So there are two times that are kind of drop-in basis, and anyone can come, and kids are welcome and all the rest. We also run different training programs throughout the overall CFI program, but because Doris Bui is a parents alone resource centre, it's for one parent family, so the education side of it that happens kind of in Doris Bui is more for if you're parenting alone. So again, you can contact us, and Doris Bui as well is on Bunratty Drive, and anyone interested can contact myself. That's Linda Devlin, and the number there is 848-4811. And we also have a Facebook page, and the name of the community garden is Change Community Garden. So if you're on Facebook, just have a look at facebook.com/Change Community Garden.
It's an intro, because I was on the Change page myself and looking at a lot of the stuff and the different initiatives that are out there. So
It's great. We've got herbs, vegetables, flowers. We're developing it all the time. We have a cob oven, which is an outdoor pizza oven as well, so we can cook a pizza in that in 3 minutes, and we do kind of different parties and stuff during the year.
Proper nutritional pizza.
Yeah.
Nothing out of a box.
Yeah, exactly. And they're actually easy to make, and kids love making pizza.
Yeah,
it's real
absolutely.
Messy sort of job. Like,
and again, that's part of the thing. I mean, kids love pizza. If you just teach them how to make it's brilliant, and it's a lot healthier, you know.
We've done other things, like make cakes, but make vegetable based cakes, like beetroot chocolate cake and things like that. Like, they haven't a clue. That there's veg in them. None of them guessed them. Then we told them after they were finished eating.
Cake is cake. Leave the cake alone. All right, Linda. Listen, thanks very much.